It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We've got $606 for this round of the impossible question. We're going to go to Crystal first. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So who and what is it?
I'm going to go with Bobby was a victim of identity theft.
I was the victim of identity theft. Well, Crystal, I can tell you this. Years ago, I did go to file my taxes, and they said, you already filed a tax return. I said, no, I didn't. That's why I'm here. They said, yeah, we give you a $10,000 return. I said, well, I can promise you this. I didn't see any of that money. At the time, people in Florida with the last name Smith, thanks, Mom and Dad, about 25,000 people in the state of Florida that had the last name Smith had identity theft
and
lost their tax returns. It took me 2 years to actually get my tax return.
So someone went and filed the tax returns for all the Robert Smiths?
A bunch of Smiths, yes. Because I had a friend I worked with. His name was Gary Smith. Gary had the same thing. A bunch of people had all these different things happening. Yeah.
Oh, so Smith, the last name.
Last name was Smith.
Wow. Crystal, so yeah, he did kind of have some identity theft, but that's not the correct answer.
Not it, though.
Oh, all right. Well, you guys have an amazing Friday.
Oh, you too.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
Keep those guesses.
Thank you.
Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. One member of the morning show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
And I'm sure it's not a shock to you, too, after that. I got to say, the federal government dealing with the IRS, they were incredible.
Super easy.
Oh, yeah. It was so easy to get my money.
How long did it take you to get your money back?
2 years to get money back.
2 years?
And I still, to this day, have a special PIN that I have to submit every time I do my taxes.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for the last name Smith.
It is impossible, but somebody eventually is going to get there. Today, we have $606. One member of the morning show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We are going to go to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well.
You're good.
All right. Nice day out.
Jim wants to get right into it. Jim,
Who
and what is it?
Right to the business. He wants that money.
All right.
I'm going to say that Kathy had a surprise family member.
Oh, so, Jim, like one of those,
like
really?
Ancestry,
yeah.
23andMe.
Right.
Jim,
yeah.
Jim, if you knew my family, I have a lot of surprise family members in the last couple of years. Once that came out and people started doing it, we were like, ooh, who's that? Hey there.
Hi. You know, we're related.
Hey,
didn't know.
What's going on? We found an uncle who actually we were in contact with. We found a cousin. Who we didn't know was given up early on. It was a teen pregnancy.
Okay.
And yeah,
we found a whole bunch of people.
We found a whole bunch of people.
Wow, we're so boring over here in the Smith family. We didn't have anybody we found.
Oh,
yeah.
Neither your parents had an affair?
Neither my parents had an affair with another child. Sorry, yeah. Just did Laura, your family? Anyone? No surprise?
My family and my family,
and family
no affairs.
No affairs.
Did you find any, Brett, has your family found anyone on like 23andMe, Ancestry, anything like that?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I'm related to Gertrude Hawk, if anyone knows what that is.
Yes,
like the chocolate. But we knew that before the 23andMe.
Oh, okay. Wow, guys, your families are so boring.
And yours is very interesting.
And by the way, mine was my grandfather. He got around.
the race car driver?
Yes, the race car driver.
That checks.
Yes. Yeah. Jim.
A little bit more than racing.
You're technically correct.
Thank your grandfather for this. Big winning for me.
Sorry, we can't thank him. That's not the correct answer,
Jim. Not the one,
Jim.
Though, Jim. Not it.
He's cracking up.
Yeah, I know.
Jim, thank you so much for always listening to us. Have a great day. And tell Cindy we said hi.
Yeah, I thought we said hi.
All right, we're going to go to Piper next. Hi, Piper.
We're not going to explain anything we just said, Piper.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay, you want to take a guess here? Who and what is it?
I think it's Cassie, and that she's skydiving.
Oh, that's a good guess, Piper. Unfortunately, Kathy does not have enough guts to ever go skydiving. Bobby, you've been
You got it,
yeah,
Piper.
Thank you, Piper, for listening. Bobby, you've been skydiving.
Well, I had a very weird skydiving incident. We went up, and we did not jump because the weather was so bad. So we did a round two. We went up. The weather was bad again, and I went, okay, someone's telling me not to do this. Never.
So you never actually went?
Never actually went.
And you won't go?
No. Because it happened? I'm not. Nope.
Laura, did you skydive?
I did.
You did.
In a clown outfit. We remember we said,
a mustache.
A mustache.
Mustache.
Did it stay on?
It did.
How?
I don't know, but the pictures are funny.
Jumping out of a plane and with a mustache on, and it stayed on.
With your grandfather, by the way. Yeah. That's the weird part. Yeah, she went skydiving with your grandfather. Oh. Yeah.
We're family.
Did you get pregnant? Okay, let's go to Leanne. Good morning, Leanne. Oh.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. All right, one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
Okay, well, after seeing Brett's Harry Styles dance moves on Instagram this
yes.
week,
amazing,
I'm thinking
right?
I had a vision of him up on being pulled up on stage at a concert. So that's my guess.
Mm. Brett, have you ever been pulled up on stage at a concert?
If a local bar band counts,
sure.
then I've been pulled on stage.
Like they pulled you up?
Yeah.
Because they saw your dance moves.
Oh, yeah. Me and my cousin, we got can koozies because of it.
I got a feeling, though, Kathy Romano has probably definitely been pulled up on stage if this is something happening only to one of us.
My cousin, Buddy Casimano, has, since her start, was Debbie Gibson's choreographer, and he was a backup dancer. So, yes, actually, at one of their concerts when I was like 16, they pulled me up on stage, and I danced to Shake Your Love.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Leanne.
All right, guys, have a good weekend.
You too.
Laura, have you been pulled up on stage?
So I haven't been pulled up, but I have gone up on stage and proceeded to get kicked off stage at a Vanilla Ice concert.
Yes! What? So you invited yourself on stage?
I did. So it was at Harrah's After Dark, the pool. I was 22 years old. My friend turned 21, and I guess they invited all the birthday people up there. And I was in the crowd, and I saw her up on stage, and I was like, I love Vanilla Ice. I need to be on stage, and jumped up on stage.
Of course you did.
And a big bodyguard proceeded to pick me up and throw me off the stage. And then I proceeded to cry. Understand. I love Vanilla Ice.
Oh, my God. As we go on with this show, it's been about 7 months at this point. Each time Laura talks and tells a story, I'm like, this girl is fun. I need to go out for one night. I want to go out.
You hear Laura's stories and you're like, just sit down. Here it comes. It's got a costume. It's got something on stage. It's got something you should never do. Yep.
We are going to do this again at 9:10. We'll do the impossible question. A second round of it. We're at $606. We've got $606 this morning. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? That is the impossible question. We're going to go to Tori. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Happy Friday.
Yes,
happy
Friday. I am
great. I'm on the way to work.
All right, Tori, who and what is it?
Well, the first day somebody said that a talent show, and you had said something about the first day that somebody was closed. So I'm thinking maybe it's a beauty pageant. And I'm trying to guess who it would be, and I'm thinking because she's very talented, maybe it was Laura Voss.
Oh, thanks, Tori.
Wow. Tori, today's all about me, Bobby, not Laura. All out.
Tori, I do appreciate this guest, but I do work in radio, and according to my mom, that's where I should be.
So. Oh.
I'm just kidding. Mom doesn't think that.
Brett, did you hear yesterday? Yeah. Laura's mom, we were talking about what we wanted to be when we grew up, and Laura said, I want to be on TV, and her mom was like, maybe you should do radio.
Oh, no.
She didn't mean it like that, I think. I'm not sure.
I think. Tori, sorry, not the right answer, but great guess.
All right. Hey, Bobby. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Tori. Thank you.
How long can you say that?
I know.
We're going to try to go to December 31st, 2026.
It's going to go all year. Thank you, Tori.
All right. Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. We've got $606. One member of the morning show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? $606 for the impossible question. Let's see if we can get a winner in this last round. Yeah. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning, Diane.
Oh, good morning, Kathy. You probably all received this, but I'm going to say Laura was granted either a scholarship or scholarships for college. Wow.
Diane, thank you for thinking I'm smart. I did not get a scholarship. Kathy, did you get a scholarship?
Nope. Why does everyone think Laura's a genius?
That's what you all say. I don't know.
Laura, did you get a scholarship?
Yes, Diane, I actually did.
Brett did too. So
we have two smart kids. That's right. Brett got mad because we said that Laura was the only. I did. Said Laura was the only one in the National Honor Society, and he was like, "Hello. So was I'm I." Right,
but then he also said that he did volunteer hours to get in.
True.
I don't know if that's how it works. But.
Diane, you're right. Laura is a smarty pants, but it's the incorrect guess.
Oh, thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a great weekend, Diane. Let's go to Karma. Good morning, Karma.
Good morning.
All right, who and what is it?
I thought it was Bobby, and I thought maybe he met his doppelganger.
Oh.
So for years, people have always said that I remind them of Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes.
And I actually was at an event where he was there, and I didn't get to meet him, so no.
Happy birthday anyway.
Thank you, Karma. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, everybody.
He was there, but
he was at the event. I was there in LA for like one of those press junkets thing, and you were like, "Oh, Frankie Muniz is going to come over," and then something happened. He couldn't come over, and I was like, "I never got to meet him." Everyone's like, "It's your doppelganger."
Oh no!
I think he was intimidated by me.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he saw you.
Saw how bougie you were. There we go. Let's go to our last guest of the morning, Donna. Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy.
So one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
Bobby, and he was in a mummer's parade.
Were you ever a mummer?
So, dressed up as a mummer? I dressed up as Jason Kelce.
Okay.
After his Super Bowl outfit, and I think O'Terry's Bakery used that on the cake that you guys just had made for me.
Oh, that's one of the pictures on there.
Nice. It is.
That's great.
I did dress up as a mummer, as Kelce.
But not the correct answer. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great weekend, Donna.
And we haven't cut into that cake yet, but we're going to.
I know, we have to. And you know what? Thank you so much to O'Terry's Family Bakery. They supplied the cake for Bobby's bougie birthday party this morning.
You guys are amazing.
They have locations on North 5th Street, Frankfort Avenue, and Woodland Avenue. And also, we want to thank, first of all, let's thank Brett for dressing up in a tuxedo and serving
Brett,
as the butler this morning.
You did a great job as the butler.
My pleasure.
I want to thank Flacco's Conshohocken. They supplied the tuxedo. They do rentals. They do everything. Weddings, proms, homecoming, quinceañeras, black tie events. And they are located right on Fayette Street in Conshohocken. They've been there since like 1926 or something.
And use them because go on our social and look how good Brett looks.
He looks amazing.
They dressed him up.
The shiny shoes and everything.
Yeah. I look fly. Thank you, Don.
Don at Flacco's. Yes, thank you for hooking us up. We want to thank the Philadelphia Phillies and our promotions department. They got Bobby the Zach Wheeler jersey, and it turns out you'll be able to wear that this weekend because he's returning.
Yeah, going to be Saturday night. I'll be down in Atlanta watching Zach pitch for the first time in a long time. Can't wait.
Thank you to Chipotle. Their honey chicken is returning next week. They gave Bobby a gift card so you and Elise can have lunch.
Yummy.
We want to thank Dogs and Cats Rule. They have 7 locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Dogsandcatsrule.pet. They also gave you a $50 gift card for your bougie cat, Utley.
Bougie Bobby.
Go Flyers. Saturday night, 8 o'clock, you now have a new Flyers hat to wear to support both the Flyers and the Phillies on your trip.
This has been amazing. You guys, thank you all for doing all of this. This has been amazing.
You are welcome. And we have one last gift that we're going to serve you on the silver platter.
Okay.
Brett has it. This is from myself, Brett, and Laura.
All right, here it comes.
He brought tasty cakes.
I know where you got that, Brett.
So there's a little black box on the silver platter. Bobby, you can pick the box up. Just read the top of it.
Okay. Just bon you.
For you.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
Just for you.
Okay, go ahead. Let's just say a little hand pops out and it has one finger up.
It says I'm number one.
It says I'm number one.
Just for you, I'm number one.
And that gift, Bobby, you can thank TikTok and my early morning shopping before I come to work because that popped up on my TikTok and I was like, oh, I'm getting this for Bobby's birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Butler Brett. You guys did an amazing job today. This was a huge surprise to me. Thank you. And it really made a great birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday and enjoy your trip. We'll see you when you get back.
Woohoo!
Have a great weekend, everyone.